Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. This Saturday, the FCS clash of the 7-0 unbeatens, South Dakota State host North Dakota State. They call this one the Dakota Marker Game. This 75-pound traveling trophy is currently at the trophy case at North Dakota State University after last season's 13-9 home victory in Fargo. The trophy and this heated series began back in 2004 when both North Dakota State and South Dakota State University were both admitted into the FCS football group. The Bison maintain a slim 11-10 advantage in this series after last fall's home field triumph in the extremely noisy Fargo Dome. Coach Dan Jackson's Jackrabbits win 86% of their home games, so the very heavy trophy could be returning south by late Saturday night. This year's battle of unbeaten FCS Titans kicks off Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Jackrabbits home stadium in Brookings, South Dakota. The game will be nationally televised on ESPNU. All 19,430 seats at South Dakota State's outdoor football stadium have been gobbled up months ago. A ticket to Saturday night's battle is currently priced on Monday at $105. That cost is going to keep rising this week prior to kickoff on Saturday night. South Dakota State's defensive coach is going to face off with North Dakota State's creative offensive coach. South Dakota State football coach Dan Jackson played linebacker for the Jackrabbits back from 2003 to 2005. The longtime defensive coordinator is in his first season at SDSU, with former coach Jimmy Rogers leaving for a higher-paying job at FBS Washington State. North Dakota State's current coach is Tim Polasek. The 46-year-old former college quarterback at NCAA Division III Concordia of Wisconsin led the Bison to the 2024 National Championship last year during his inaugural season as the team's head coach. He was a longtime offensive coordinator at several schools. This Saturday night's game is the FCS version of epic major football rivalries like Michigan versus Ohio State, LSU and Alabama, or Texas and Oklahoma. Beginning in 2011, the FCS national football title has been won by either North Dakota State 10 times or South Dakota State twice in the last 14 years. Only current FBS members James Madison back in 2016 and Sam Houston State in 2020 have interrupted these two Dakota Titans from winning the national championship in football. The large college FBS usually schedules some FCS teams for homecoming games or as an early season cupcake. But the FBS boys hesitate to schedule any football game against North Dakota State or South Dakota State. There's a good reason for that. The North Dakota State Bison are 9-4 all-time against the larger FBS opponents. Road wins since the year 2000 for the Bison have come against Ball State, Central Michigan, Minnesota twice, Kansas, Colorado State, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Iowa. Little old North Dakota State just can't seem to find another FBS team which wants to play them in most seasons. Likewise, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits have posted successful road wins at FBS major college teams like Kansas in 2015 and Colorado State in 2021. These two football teams have ruined an awful lot of homecomings for major college football teams in the 21st century. Well, we have some other games on the FCS docket for this weekend. Let's check out a few. It's Presbyterian 7-0 at Dayton 5-2. That game's at 11 a.m. Saturday on YouTube. Now, this is a Pioneer Football League showdown between the league's two top teams this season. The Blue Hose of Presbyterian won last year's match over the Dayton Flyers 28-7 at home in Clinton, South Carolina. The winner of Saturday morning's game in Dayton this year will have the inside track to grab one of those 24 invitations into late November's FCS playoffs. Another game we're keeping an eye on is Delaware State, who's 4-3, at North Carolina Central, 5-2. That game kicks off at 12 noon Saturday on ESPN+. This battle for MEAC supremacy also has major consequences for the FCS playoffs in November. The Eagles of North Carolina Central fly into this home matchup on a four-game winning streak. Delaware State's Hornets are lighting up the scoreboard this year, with more than 38 points per outing so far in 2025. And finally, let's keep an eye on Grambling State at 4-3 at Jackson State, who's 5-1. That game kicks off 5 p.m. Saturday afternoon on HBCU TV. Now, one way or another, the Tigers are going to come out a winner in this always entertaining SWAC battle in Jackson, Mississippi, Saturday night. JSU's Tigers have won four straight games coming in and have raced out to a 3-0 mark in the SWAC. The Grambling Tigers have been inconsistent at times, but they've shown flashes of exceptional play as well. The G-Men won at University of Arkansas Pine Bluff last week, and they'll bring plenty of their enthusiastic fans over to Jackson for this annual battle. Now it's time to take a look at this week's SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Top 25 for the week ending Saturday, October 18th, 2025. Our number 25 team this week from the MEAC at 5-2, North Carolina Central Eagles. Number 24, the Dayton Flyers out of the Pioneer League. As we said, Dayton will be hosting 7-0 Presbyterian at 11 a.m. Saturday. At number 23 this week out of the Southland Conference at 5-2, the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. They'll be visiting 2-5 East Texas A&M 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN+. Number 22 this week from the Coastal Athletic Association, the Villanova Wildcats. From the SWAC, at number 21, we have the Prairie View A&M Panthers. Number 20 this week in the FCS Top 25, the North Dakota Fighting Hawks out of the Missouri Valley. Number 19 out of the Big Sky Conference, the Montana State Bobcats. From the Southland Conference, UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros are 5-2. Now at 6-2, at number 16, it's the Rhode Island Rams from the Coastal Athletic Association. Now our one-loss teams. Number 15 from the Ivy League at 4-1, it's the Dartmouth Big Green. At number 14, also Ivy League, the Penn Quakers. At 13 this week from the Big Sky Conference at 5-1, it's the UC Davis Aggies. At 12 this week from the Southern Conference, the Mercer Bears. And our top 5-1 team this week from the Southwestern Athletic Conference, the Jackson State Tigers are 5-1, and they'll host rival Grambling at 4-3, 5 p.m. on Saturday evening. Now at 6-1, out of the Southland Conference comes the Lamar Cardinals. At number 9, our top 6-1 team, the Monmouth Hawks. There are 8 undefeated teams left in the FCS, so let's get started with the Ivy League's Harvard Crimson at 5-0. They'll be visiting 3-2 Princeton on Saturday morning at 11 on ESPN+. Number 7 this week from the Ohio Valley Big South, it's the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. Now they'll be at home for 3-4 Southeast Missouri State at noon Saturday on ESPN+. As we talked earlier, our number 6 team from the Missouri Valley at 7-0, it's the North Dakota State Bison. The defending champions will be on the road for 7-0 South Dakota State, 7 p.m. Saturday night on ESPNU. Number 5 from the Big Sky Conference at 7-0, it's the Montana Grizzlies, who will be visiting 4-3 Sacramento State, 9:30 p.m. Saturday. That game is on ESPN2. Number 4 this week out of the Missouri Valley, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, who are 7-0 and will be hosting North Dakota State Saturday night. Number 3 this week from the Patriot Conference, it's the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. Number 2, moving all the way up to the second spot, from the Pioneer Football League at 7-0, it's the Presbyterian Blue Hose, who have posted a win over 5-1 Mercer earlier this season. They will travel to 5-2 Dayton, 11 o'clock Saturday morning on ESPN+. And our continuing number one team for the third straight week from the United Athletic Conference, the Tarleton State Texans. They are the only 8-0 FCS team, and they have a victory over FBS Army. They'll be traveling to 3-4 Eastern Kentucky, 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon on ESPN+.